Just because I couldn't hold myself back. Good evening, everybody. Just because I couldn't hold myself back, I wanted to share one, even on the recording. I know that you guys appreciated like the little tiny tangents of our Torah last week. This morning, I was reminded of something, actually from a Gemara. There are very few people in the world I enjoy hearing shiurim from more than Rabbi Gemara, if any. He's absolutely phenomenal. I love his shiurim. Last Shavuos, as he does every Shavuos, he gives a shiur on one of the Rishonim. And he talked last year about Rabbeinu Tam. The way he did it was absolutely phenomenal. He's such an amazing educator. What he did is he gave out a picture, a paper full of pictures, and you had to connect the dots to figure out what he was talking about. And there's a picture of tefillin, a picture of a sunset, a picture of this, a picture of that. And obviously the common thread was meant to be Rabbeinu Tam. But he does it such an excellent way. So one of the questions he brought up was, how did Rabbeinu Tam get its name? Anybody know? There's one obvious answer and one non-obvious answer.
His name was Yaakov, wasn't it?
Well, his name was Yaakov. So people say, Yaakov Ishtam, what a great Talmud Chacham, a great scholar. The other thing he brought was from a Medrash in this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha tells us, one of the curses, what is the worst curse pretty much that someone could get? Is when all your work, all your effort goes for nothing. The Torah says, V'tam lari kochachem, that will be the curse, that really you're going to put in so much work and it'll all go disappear. The Medrash famously says on that, what does it mean, v'tam lari kochachem? Anybody heard the Medrash before?
No.
It says it's someone who marries off their daughter and she dies during, you know, the week following, during Sheva Brachos. Why? Because not only do you lose your daughter and have to bury her, says the Medrash, but in those days especially, you gave all your money up. You lost all your money. Now, Rabbeinu Tam was very well known because one of the, if not the most important takana that he ever made was that in cases where a woman was newly married and she died, the money actually returned to her father's family, especially in the times that he was dealing with all the persecution. It really meant people dying because, you know, the money was being kept by the boy's family. And therefore, he made this takana that within a certain amount of time, the money should be returned. So apparently, based on this, Rabbi Gemara said, some have suggested that he was nicknamed Tam after this medrash for Tam Lari Kochachem, because he tried to reverse the effects that would happen. And we thought people here would appreciate that. But let's get on. It's cute.
One bit of trivia before that. What town was he from?
I don't remember.
Paris? No.
No.
I don't think it's wrong.
If you have Wikipedia open.
It's called Rumrug, where he's from.
Interesting. Rumrug. Yeah. Okay.
No, it's in France. It's France. Near where Russia's lived, Normandy. Troyes is in Normandy.
Doesn't sound like a French name, though.
Uh-huh.
What? Have you ever been in Prague?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Really? It's a wine growing region, right?
Well, Russia was supposed to be a bit there.
Right.
And that's actually a good question, if he actually was or not, but we won't get into that now. Okay. Let's get back to last week. Last week we managed to get through Iran, which is beautiful. Right? Because we got to go through one run the entire time. Ah, the Tomo part of my heart is feeling very good right now. It's feeling very warm.
Tom part of
your ear. actually, okay, I can't hold myself back. One last comment. By Yaakov and Esav, speaking of Yaakov and Ishtam, and Tomo, by Yaakov and Esav it says, Hashem tells Rivka, right, you're going to have you're going to have two nations come out of you. What does it mean? Says Rashi, that this one's going to go to his evil, and this one will go to his, again, his simpleness, his plainness, his tamness. However, I always used to say when I was in Tomo, say, which yeshiva did Yaakov Avinu go to? Everybody says, yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber. What do you mean? You learned there 14 years, this, that. I said, no, it's Mefurash Rashi. Zela Risho, Esav went to his evil, Vizela Tomo. Yaakov went to Tomo. So I'm from a very illustrious yeshiva. You should just know. Okay, anyways, getting back. So the Ran we talked about last time, who understood the Gemara is responding to the final of the fourth Lashonos of explaining the Mishnah. Okay? To say that when the Gemara was Matir, okay, and we'll read it inside, okay? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, we are 7 lines up from the bottom. I'm just getting there. Okay, 7 lines up, 5 words from the end. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Okay? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel said, Lo Shanu, Ela Lahav Yersham Nunisa. What was the Mishnah talking about? That you're not allowed to sharpen, but you are allowed to rub knives against each other? That's only in regards to cleaning off the dirt on the knives. But if you were rubbing two knives against each other to sharpen them, aser. Michlau, says the Gemara, this implies, dibemashchezes, that in the first case of the Mishnah, where we're sharpening, afilu leha'avir shamnu nisa aser, even simply to clean off the dirt would be aser. Okay, and continues the Gemara, mantana dibemashchezes aser, who says that it'd be aser to do that? Amar Rav Chista, lo k'Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? And that's the way the Ron explained the Gemara, to say that really Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the fact that it's usher to sharpen a knife in a sharpener. However, he disagrees with the fact that one's able to clean off the knife in a sharpener. And this was the Ron's take on Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. He says Rabbi Yehuda would agree that to actually make a knife from something dull that can't cut into a real knife, that's making a kli, 100% usher, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who's matir machshirei ochel nefesh. Okay, this was the Ron's opinion.
It's interesting, though, when he asked, who is this, who's the Tana?
Not him.
Not him.
Yes.
They never say who it is.
Yes. Well, I mean, generally, these machloksim, you know, it's...
Right.
Easier to identify the unique shita, perhaps, right, one could say. Anyways, this was the opinion of the Ron there. You can look at it inside if you wish. And this is how he explained the Gemara. And we explained last time, by the way, that it may have had something to do with his girsa. But getting back to something we saw two times ago, the Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua tries to explain Rashi's explanation of the Sokya. The Pnei Yehoshua has a slightly different explanation of it. So let's follow along how he explains here. But Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Ein Mashkizim Esasakan B'Yom Tov, source number Beis. Aval Masiya Al Gabe Chaverta, but you can rub it against its friend, or the other knife. Upirish Rashi B'Dir Ramaschal Aval Masiya, Hainu Mishum D'Mishana B'Derechol. Rashi explained, why is it mutter to, again, the, you know, put these two knives against each other? Because it's different from Derechol. Ulefiza Nira D'Aser B'Resha L'Hashkizo, what's the Iser in the Resha, to actually put it through a sharpener? That's also uvdin dechol. Hainu mishum daviku uvda dechol. And he says this outright. Dumya demas nisin la'el. Similar to the other mishnayos all around here. Ela delafize kashe had de amar of chista besam of demas nisin de lok Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, if we explain the mishnah that it's a machlok, that it depends on uvdin dechol, right? That you can't put it in a sharpener because that's uvdin dechol, but you can put two knives against each other because it's not uvdin dechol, then how come Rav Chista says our mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that putting a knife in a sharpener is uvdin dechol. We don't know anything about Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing with that. Exactly is what we've said. If it's all about uvdin dechol, then even Rabbi Yehuda can agree. How can Rav Chista state conclusively that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with our Mishnah? Correct, because it has nothing to do with Moshir. And after Rabbi Yehuda nami moded to aser. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda will himself agree that it's prohibited. V'hanira bazen, what seems to be the inachinami, says the Pnei Yehoshua. It's true. Derev Chista lav apashta demas nisin ka'i. He says, you know what? Rav Chista wasn't trying to explain our Mishnah. Ela ahach lishna basra di'ika demas nilahadar Yehuda Mashmuel Asefa. He says, rather, he was following the final lashon of the Gemara. Ahadam rin ava masyal gabi chaverta. Exactly what we just explained in the Ran, he's going to explain it the same way. This that we said, that when you can sharpen it on its, you know, on the other knife, that is lahavir sham nisa dafka. That's only when it's permitted. That's only permits you to clean it off. Aval lachadada, but to sharpen it is aser. V'im kain, and if so, lefize. Based on the fact that we say to sharpen two knives against each other is prohibited, al karchach lo havei tam mishum uvda dechol. That's not about uvda dechol. Dehabekiyai gavna demasiya, al karchach lecha uvda dechol. Right? And in the case that this final lashon of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, to say that, the discussion in the Mishnah is that when it comes to cleaning off the shamnunis, it's going to be permitted, masiyal gabe chaverta, but it's not going to be permitted in the sharpener. That, he says, is not the simple reading of the Mishnah. That is the chiddush of the Gemara. The simple reading of the Mishnah refers to what? Uvdin dechol. What do we say is the local Rabbi Yehuda? This last lashon. Why? Because implicit in that last lashon is to sharpen knives one against another would be prohibited. Why? Because we're saying it's only permitted to clean off the dirt. If it's prohibited to sharpen knives against each other, that's not Rabbi Yehuda. And you can't even say that it's an uvdin dechol issue. Why? Because you're doing it in a different way than you do it during the weekday. You're putting two knives against each other. So therefore, this is how he explains that Rashi can be explaining the Mishnah, and this Gemara can still work of deloka Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? And as we continue, right? Ela al karchach de ta'ama de asr lechadada. What would be the reason that it's prohibited to sharpen it? Hainu mishum de mechzikim etaken kli, because it's similar to, you know, to fixing a kli. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would disagree with that, and that's what he's disagreeing with. V'chein yirei gamkin mihad misayin ahai lishna. And so too, it seems that way from that which we finish. Michlal de bimashchezes afilu haver shamnu nisa aser. Because that's the way we finish with the language in the Gemara, that with a sharpener, even to clean it off, would be prohibited. And that's why it would be aser, because whenever you're putting something in a sharpener, it looks like you're actually sharpening it.
Okay, we're not distinguishing between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda in this. In other words, Rav Chisa says Rabbi Yehuda, which would be the Tana.
We are talking about the Tana. If I said Rabbi Yehuda, I mean to say Rabbi Yehuda.
No, I'm saying Rav Chisa says Rabbi Yehuda.
Yes.
And it's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel,
yes,
which he's talking about.
We are. We're talking about, it's not like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, and we are going within the language of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Okay. I apologize if I'm saying them kind of quickly and sounding the same. Absolutely. My apologies. V'afle v'mashkas haran, Zal. Tibimisakin kilin afil Rabbi Yehuda moda da'aser. Kimoshe evayr. And even according to the Ran, which we saw, who says that when it comes to tikkun kli, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's aser. Mikol makom, haynu dafka b'mashchezes shel evan velo b'mashchezes shel eitz. Where is it going to be prohibited? In your stone sharpener, but not in your wooden sharpener. V'kevan d'lahay lishna basra, and according to this last reading, mashma da'afilu b'mashchezes shel eitz aser, va'afilu lahavir shamnu nisa, and because here we don't distinguish between eitz and evan, right? And he read the Ran, by the way, is referring only to Evan, okay? This is why we had this back and forth last time at the beginning. There is a point in the Ran where the Ran seems to be saying Evan, and then he switches over to this Lashon that Rashi is talking about now, but I don't want to get too far back into that. The point is, says the Pnei Yehoshua, okay, it's hard to follow the Ran, because in a Mashchez HaShel Eit, in a wooden sharpener, you know, to say that that would be Aser is very hard, right? Because in that case, says the Pnei Yehoshua, you can't fully sharpen a knife in a wooden sharpener. There should be a point where the knife should be cutting through the sharpener at that point. That's not going to be a real tikkun gamur. It must be asr gadu mechzikim etakin. Therefore, only this last explanation of the Gemara is where we say it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. However, in our Mishnah, we can still say it's a machlokas relating to uvdin dechol, right? And again, mishum hachi kam Rav Chisda shaper dehaved lok Rabbi Yehuda, and that's where Rav Chisda says it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. In the case of Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel at the Seifa, v'nimsa delfize yafe olin divrei Rashi. It turns out that according to this Rashi, when Rashi says beautiful, lefi darko lefarish Mishnah kepashta. Umidelo maflig masnis in bein chal eitzlus chal evin, velo maflig nami bein lahavir shamnanisa bein lachadada, ela bein hashchaza lemasiya, and says the Pnei Yehoshua, here's the strongest point. Does the Mishnah make any of these chilukim? Lahavir shamnunis, lachadada, eitz, evin? No! He says these are all Amoraic things that are coming in. So from the fact that the Mishnah keeps it plain and simple, what's the isser that the Mishnah is referring to? Uvdin dechol. Just like Rashi explains, again, in his opinion, and like you guys wanted to say. Again, I had a slightly different version of it, reading it much closer to the Ran, where it's all about Nira Kimisakin Kli. But nevertheless, you know, you can argue this way. And he says, Kain Nira Libashitas Rashi, Kain Matsati Balashan Haran Lefarish, dot, dot, dot. And he says, whatever, there's a bit of a problem with the Ran. We won't get into that. So, we've got the Ran, who says that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that actually being misakin ikli is a problem. We will explain our Mishnah as it being about mechzikim etakin, which Rabbi Yehuda will be forced to disagree with, and therefore we can be miyashiv the Gemara, which says masnisin delo k'Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Ran, and now we have Rashi who's saying that the Mishnah is all about uvdin dechol. And again, this delo k'Rabbi Yehuda is referring to the Gemara's statement in a Hanami, that it's about the Mishnah, but that's not the simple reading of the Mishnah, and Rashi is going in the simple reading of the Mishnah to say it's a problem of Uvdin Dechol, which will come out, by the way, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Let's think for a second. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there will be a problem of Uvdin Dechol, potentially. Anytime you put anything in a sharpener, that's a tremendous, tremendous nafkamina. Whereas according to the Ran, Rabbi Yehuda's matir any nira kemisakin, you don't have a problem of Uvdin Dechol whatsoever. you know, you're potentially permitting things when they're only lehavir shamnunis, etc., etc., etc. Okay, so that's just something to come out from the Pnei Yoshua explaining Rashi and the Ran. Now we get to the Rush. The Rush is going to make our lives miserable, which is great. It's going to make them fantastic. The Rush is going to explain things very, very differently here. And it's very interesting. I don't know why I didn't put on the riff. Maybe I thought I did. But we're going to see a lot of this comes down to what the riff writes. Okay? And he says, you're not actually allowed to sharpen in a mashcheses, which is why, by the way, and the Ran says that Rabbi Yehuda must prohibit that. Again, the Rif's conclusion is you cannot sharpen a knife in a sharpener on Yontif. Okay? Therefore, the Ran says, even Rabbi Yehuda must agree, you can't sharpen a knife in a sharpener on Yontif. Why? Because we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? So again, the Rif's psak, let's just remember this. No knife sharpening in a sharpener. Okay? Sharpening in a sharpener, aser. Now, let's take a look at the Rush. Okay, the Rush first.
Regardless of the materials.
It doesn't seem like there's a chiluk in materials. The Pnei Yoshua seems very uptight about it not referring to wood. I don't remember. I don't have the Lashon Hara in front of me, but it shouldn't make a difference between materials according to the way most people read these things. Right. It may only make a difference according to the Pnei Yoshua's understanding.
The
now,
is like that, but the Mishnah is not.
Correct. And that's what the Gemara says. Correct. Right? We pass on like... Yes.
This is the Rambam. Or does the Rambam...
We'll get to the Rambam, I think. Yes, we'll get to the Rambam. Rambam is very, very clear. Okay. Says the Rush. The Rush is first going to quote us a whole bunch of Gemaras, so hopefully we can breeze through them. Anybody want to read? Chazara from last week, from Rush style. Yeah, okay. I don't know. I gave a lot of shiurim this week. My voice is starting to go. That's why I got Shabbos off.
This is the most important shiur, so...
That's true. Yeah. Okay, Masdisin. Ein Mashkizim Esasakan Riyamtu Vamasiel Gabi Chaverta. All clear?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Gemara, says the Gemara. Man Tana de Hashkaza Atma Asura. So, first of all, Rosh has right away skipped to the important part. It says, who says that Hashkaza is Asura? Amar of Chesta de Lok Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Titania, Ein Bein Yom Tov Lashabis Ela Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. As we said, Rabbi Yehuda Matir Machshir Ochel Nefesh. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda is Matir Machshir Ochel Nefesh. Our Mishnah is Machshir Ochel Nefesh. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is Matir and our Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Yehuda. Clear?
Yep.
Clear. Amar li Rav Rav Chista, Darshinan Mishimcha Halacha k'Rav Yehuda? Rav asked Rav Chista, can we say, based on what you've said, that Halacha is like Rav Yehuda? Because you're coming to say our Mishnah is not like Rav Yehuda, which means disregard our Mishnah. And that's the real answer to your question, by the way, is why we say it's not like him, because that's who we care about. Right? That's the Gemara's influence here, is to say, from the fact that you came forward and told us, who cares about the Mishnah? It's not like Rav Yehuda anyways. Means that, he says, can we say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda based on that? Amalei, Yehei Rava, Dechol Hani Mili Mal Yasa, Tid Rishun Rishmai. Halavai, you should say all these nice things that I say in my name. Of course, you pass can like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Breder of Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda Breder of Yosef says, Hava Kaimna Kamei de Rava, I was standing in front of Rava. Vehava Kamaavar Sakina Apuma Didikula, and he was, again, moving his knife against the mouth of the Dekel tree. Okay, Dekel really is a date tree. Dekel tree is redundant. Welcome to the Department of Redundancy Department. Mar ola avuri shamnunisa. And he asked him, what are you doing this for? Are you doing it to sharpen it? Are you doing it to clean it off? Amar leila avuri shamnunisa. He said, I'm doing it to clean it off. Vechazesi and says, Rabbi Yehuda breder of Yosef, I saw l'date del chadudika, but he was really sharpening it. V'hadilo ka'amar livelo midi. And the reason why he wasn't telling me anything, because of our halacha vein moran, and he felt that the halacha was main, it was a halacha, but we don't tell people this is the halacha. Amar Abaye, Havaki Imna Kamei Demar, and Abaye, a similar story, Vavakar, Sakina Pume de Rechaya, and here it was against the Rechayim, okay, against the millstones. Varmilel Chaduri Kabaimar, Ola Avor Shamnunisa Kabaimar, Amar Lil Avori Shamnunisa. He says, I'm doing it to, again, clean it off. Vichazesi Ladate, and I saw that according to his intentions, that really was what he was doing was Lil Chaduri Kabai, because Avar Lachavin Morankin, same idea, okay? At this point, you can skip down, right? Right, Amar Rav Yosef, Sakin Shamda, Motul Chadubi Yamtov, whatever, fine. Vani Mila de Paska, Agav Duchka, Vidag, Avarega, Agav Dikula, doesn't matter, Rav Mechazla. Umashe Pasak, okay, move down one line, because this Gemara we didn't read before, so we're not going to read it now. Umashe Pasak, Rav Rav Alphas, Zal. This that the Rif Paskin, okay, the Rush is quoting the Rif. Avo Bimashchezes Lo, he says, you cannot sharpen a knife in a sharpener, which based on that, perhaps, the Ran said that even Rav Yehuda agrees. No sharpening in a sharpener. Says the Rush, you missed the boat run. Hainu she'ein lahoros kain. here's, you got a problem, right? The Gemara tells you, halacha v'ein morin kain. So what do you write in Shulchan Aruch? Do you write the halacha, or do you write how you're supposed to be morin? Right? You got a bit of a problem. So says the Rosh, I'll tell you what happened. Obviously the Rif holds that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That we know. But when he said...
Which Rabbi Yehuda? Mishnah or the Gemara?
Rabbi Yehuda.
No, I understand. But it depends how you interpret it, right? No, it's Rabbi Yehuda in... Okay, never mind. Okay, go on.
Whatever, I'm happy to clarify.
No, because we said the coin tip to Yeshua, right? That the Rabbi Yehuda is a different than the Rabbi Yehuda in the thing, going to Rashi. So
correct.
Is the Rosh saying something different than that?
So yes, the Rosh is going to read the Gemara simply. As we said, he jumps right to the fact, to the Mantana.
Right.
He doesn't bother with the four ways of explaining, which means he understands that to be reflecting back on our Mishnah.
Right, okay.
So he says, the simple reading of our Mishnah is what? No sharpening knives in a sharpener. Yes, sharpening knives against each other. He says, based on that, we say Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with that, which means Rabbi Yehuda is matir even sharpening knives in a sharpener.
Right, because of...
And why does the Rif say it's aser? He says, we've got a rule, halacha v'ein morin kain. So when the Rif's writing here, he's writing the Ein Morin Kain. Just like in the Gemara, we see Amoraim are lying to one another as to what they're doing. Then obviously the Rif is going to write, we should really paskin like the Mishnah. Why? Because Ein Morin Kain. We do paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, says the Rosh, but Ein Morin Kain. So that's why the Rif wrote it in this funny way.
What exactly does Ein Morin Kain mean?
We don't teach people that.
We
do practice it. Well, we don't tell other people.
Okay. Okay.
It's a secret, correct. That's the best way to say it. It's a secret. Right? As I said, I think I mentioned this last week, but I'll mention it again in case, for the benefit of those who weren't here last week, said I was once driving with a chashuv, a Talmud Chacham, in the car, and they ran a bit of a stale yellow, and they told me, running a yellow is a halacha v'ein morin kain. You yourself, when you're in the car, you do it, but you tell people it's best to slow down. Right? So, same idea here.
Okay.
Really, what is the Gemara really paskening? It's really paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, that you can sharpen knives and sharpeners however you want. That's totally fine. What do we tell people? What do we publish in the Rif? The Rif has got to publish for everybody. So he publishes what's really not the halacha, because you're not supposed to tell people the real halacha.
Oh, it's a bit of a white lie.
Okay, correct, right? Says the Rosh, though, aval, but in truth, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda daf b'mashcheza shel evin mutter. Really, the halacha is, even if you were to take a stone sharpener, the absolute worst possible case, and you say, according to him, can you do that? Of course, Rabbi Yehuda's matter that. Da'amas nisin de'ein mashchezen es asakin dok marvuna b'mashcheza shel evin. Ka'amar of chesed lo k'Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Rosh, enough with all these other Rishonim who are telling me, let's twist all the different ways of how we can read the Mishnah, and that's what Rav Chisda is referring to when he says Delok Rav Yehuda. No! It's going on the simple pshat in our Mishnah. And if it's going on the simple pshat in our Mishnah, the only way to read it is to say that Rav Yehuda is matir, someone to sharpen a knife in a sharpener. The truth is, this is a very fair read. Because again, going back to their Gersos that we had...
How does he deal with the Ran's Kasha, though?
Which Kasha? I think I know what you're referring to. The Kasha from Asakin. Very good. That's exactly what we're going to get into. Right? And let's continue, okay? We'll just finish up the run, and we'll get exactly to the Kasha, which is addressed by the Korban Asanel, which is really what brings everything together. And really what he does is, whatever, it's a fascinating discussion. Anyways, he says, V'rabar v'fasi z'alohevi kol hani lishni, dika amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel, mishum dikaimi amas nisin din mashkezen es Asakin. He says, I'll even bring you a raya that I'm right. Right? Meaning, the run, at the end of the day, has a pretty fair taina. The Ran can say, I have good reason to assume that Rabbi Yehuda will not permit someone to sharpen a knife in a sharpener. And I can read that into the Gemara, I can read that into the Psak of the Rif. At the end of the day, it seems that the tendency of Halacha's farm is not to hide such things, although we don't know what the Rif would do, it's true. I'd have to look other places in the Rif where we see Halacha Ben Morin Kain and see what he writes, which may be a shiur for next week. I think a shiur about halacha v'ein morin kain would be very fitting at this juncture, actually, because it's such a bizarre rule.
Yeah.
But he says, I'll bring you the proof. The Rif doesn't bring any of these four lashonos of the Gemara. So you, Mr. Ran, and again, he's not addressing the Ran directly, but he is, referencing an argument that was made by the Ran or someone around them. I don't know exactly when everybody was living and what people may have seen at different times, but the point is, in response to that type of attitude and approach to understanding the Rif, he says, very simple. The Rif doesn't bring any of the four Lashonos. The Rif brings, like I bring, right away, Rav Chisda's opinion that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Says, your whole stance is predicated on the fact that we're reading the Mishnah according to one of the Lashonos. But the Rif doesn't bring those Lashonos. Right? So says the Rosh Barba Vaz, the Lohivi kol hani lishni to come Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mishum de kaimi amas nisin, de ein mashizin es asakin, de lav hilchasahi de kaima lan kareb Yehuda. He says, because Rav Chisda is responding to the simple Mishnah. Sharpening and a sharpener is aser. Sharpening knives against each other is mutter. Rav Yehuda does not agree with that, because Rav Yehuda holds that it's always mutter. But we've got a problem. Because this is not the only place where we determine the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Okay? We also determined it, as we saw in the Ran last week. He says you can bring a raya from other places, specifically Daf Lamed Beis he brings. He brings a couple of places, right? That even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, right? Ein pochasin es aner mipnei shu osek li. That you can't go outright and make a kli. Why? What was the reason? Do any of you remember from last week, Misfara?
You can't make the
why? Why, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't make a kli?
Because it's far removed from ochal nefesh.
Right.
It's far removed from ochal nefesh. It's going to go for a long time. We threw out a bunch of different sfaras. So now let's read through the Karban Asanel. The Karban Asanel is going to explain this very, very nicely. Okay?
In your academic works, so why do we have those different shitas in here? I mean, right now, he's just basically said the Rif didn't use it at all, ignored it all. Why did the editor...
We're going to cover that in the Me'iri.
Okay.
Okay? I just want you to jump for one second, just to address that point. I want to look at the Me'iri. The first underlined section, it's source number, hey? Anybody want... Can you read it for us?
Yeah.
Right? He makes exactly your point. He says it's a whole hullabaloo in the Gemara of Advar Mivubalim. What are we doing? How are we explaining? He says this is all academic. Why? Because we're not paskening like that. Ironically, these are exactly the details which the Ran and the Pnei Yoshua and Rashi and are looking at exactly to figure out what Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is. Meaning from the fact that Gemara says that it is not like Rabbi Yehuda, we can figure out based on these Lashonos what's not like Rabbi Yehuda. How ironic. But anyways, that was meant to be a main part of this year, but you made me jump there first. Fine. Says the Karban Asanel. Let's explain this machlokas between the Rashi and the Ran, not only in understanding our Gemara and what is Rav Chisda saying that we don't go like Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is not following and is not in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, says the Karban Asanel. Aval alacha Rabbi Yehuda da'af v'mashkeza shel even muter, says the Karban Asanel. Udelo kepirash haran, not like the Ran explained, she omer, who says, dib mashkeza shel even afilu Rabbi Yehuda mode lefishu osekli. Right? This is not like the opinion of the Ran. And now we get to your point. And how does the Ran explain that? Ukeshem she'ochel nefesh atzmo asur litchon ulurakeid. Dimalachos elu nasis lizman meruba. Just like for ochel nefesh itself, you wouldn't be allowed to do similar malachos. Why? And he explains. Because they're nasim lizman meruba. This is not going to sharpen your knife for today. This is going to sharpen your knife for the next 3 months. The gum v'uma gum b'machshirei ochal nefesh pshita delo sharin on malacha she nasis liyam merubim. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, says the Ran, okay, we're still echoing the Ran here, he would never allow us to do these malachos which are usher by ochal nefesh themselves. Machshirei ochal nefesh are better than ochal nefesh. No, this is something which is going to go on for so long. Nasis liyam merubim.
The assumption: if I'm sharpening a knife, either I sharpen it properly or it's not sharpened.
Uh huh.
Right. Like, you can't sharpen a knife halfway.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense.
And it does a Run. That's why it's going to be usher.
No, but that's why it should be mutter. Because if you say it's... if you agree that it's a machshir in some way or another, then maybe you, that's the only way you can do it. How else can you sharpen a knife?
I agree. But that, I think, is going to be the Mekuras HaMachlokas between the Rosh and the Ran. The Ran says, if you can't do it without doing a massive malacha, then I'm sorry.
Yeah, but the Mass of Halacha is because it's going to keep going on and on. I'm saying, but you really need it for the next day. You need
that's
in
nice.
In order to cut the meat off and stuff like that, you got to do it properly.
So my response to that should be, which the Korban HaSanah is going to address right now, what if all you can bake is, you know, food for the next 3 months? Would you say that would be mutter?
If you shecht an animal,
mm-hmm.
there's only two people in the house,
mm-hmm.
one fresh meat, you know, you can shecht the animal.
So we're going to get to a case right now. I'm spoiling the Korban HaSanah for us.
You can't shecht part of the animal.
Well,
you well that's what I'm trying to say.
I don't think you'd be eating it forever. I mean,
right.
So
I can.
Okay, like, he says it'll be addressed.
I think what Gerard is saying is very intelligent.
Yeah, I think he's saying exactly what the Korban HaSanah is saying. I don't have an answer for you. Here's what the Korban HaSanah is going to say. He's going to make exactly this point, but he's going to make it again, even with food. Look what he says. Va'ani Omer, says the Korban HaSanah, shetzadku divrei Rabbeinu.
Who's he talking about?
Korban HaSanah is a parish on the Rosh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Shetzadku divrei Rabbeinu. Actually, I left in the notes where the Korban HaSanah is speaking in the Rosh. You'll look, you'll see the Kuf and the Resh. I left in the Rosh. I know that normally I find that very frustrating and annoying when people leave in, you know, like references to sources that we're not going to see. So I definitely try to leave in only references to sources that we are going to see. There was one time, right, especially in Shulchan Aruch, it's very confusing because there's square brackets, round brackets, this, that, stars, curly brackets, and sometimes they just
need editing, you know. All these sort of, we need a real good editor once and for all.
No. I'm not talking about in Sfarim. I'm talking about like when people make source sheets. So they copy it out. Now what happens is some of the references aren't even in brackets. They're just simple letters.
Right.
And there was one time we were reading, you know, a Shulchan Aruch, and it was up to, I guess, Os Yodalid and whatever it was. And my Chavrus is reading and he's reading something, Yad something. And he said, what the heck does Yad mean here? I can't understand. Really, it was Os Yodalid in the Mishnah Brura or in whatever it was at the time. And it just completely threw them off. But that can happen sometimes. Anyways, I included the OCOs inside the Rosh only for the sake of being matim them to the OCOs of Korban HaSanah. Anyways, says the Korban HaSanah, exactly like what Gerard's saying, and again, echoes of everybody else, to say, he says, why? Why is that okay? That you can sharpen 100% according to Yehuda? Didamya leha detani le'el. So for you guys who have been learning this stuff for years, Daf Tes Zayin, Mimal Aisha Kol HaTanur Pas, Afilu Ein Tzarech Ela Lepas Achas, Kevan De Apas, Ne'efa Yafek Ezehi Malea. We have a case. You want to bake bread on Yontif. And all you need is one loaf of bread, one challah. But you find that when the whole oven is filled with bread, when there's 20 loaves of bread in there, the bread bakes nicer.
Mm-hmm.
Says the Gemara, put in your 20 loaves of bread. Mefurish! Right? Exactly what we're saying, exactly the point we're trying to make. If you need it for now, and that's what he goes on, right? And it's exactly what he says. V'chol shim mashu ose umatriach hakol l'chvod haipas, and all the work and effort that you're going through is just for this one piece of bread, sh'ne'achal b'yom tov, which you're going to eat on yom tov, hachanami, here too. Hayti hishkiz b'tov ad sh'nasa kli l'yamim rabim, this that you're sharpening the knife, excuse me, hakol ose l'chvod hayom. You're doing it because you want to have a sharp knife today. You're not doing it because, you know, you want it to be sharp for the next 3 months. You're doing it because you want it to be sharp today. And if that's the case, he says there's nothing to talk about. Right? And it's not similar to harvesting or, again, grinding up. That they used to do that to a lot at one time. And how will this help improve, you know, what I'm doing on Yom Tov? He says, but when it comes to the comparison to grinding it up, or when it comes to the comparison of cutting it, it doesn't matter if you cut one thing or if you cut 10 things. It won't make it any better. Okay? It won't matter if you grind 1 thing of flour, 1 pound of flour, or 10 pounds of flour. It won't make the flour any better. So he's saying that's why it's an unfair comparison. In those malachos, it's true, you can't do those malachos to ochel nefesh, because improving their quantity does not improve their quality. However, when it comes to sharpening a knife, where in order for the knife to be sharp today, it will as a result be sharp for the next 3 months, that's not the same. And therefore he says it would be mutter. What might the Ran counter, by the way?
Okay.
if it's going to be good for 3 months, then it could have been something prepared before Yom Tov, which means even Rabbi Yehuda would say it's Aser.
Correct. So the Ron could counter in looking at this. Is it, you know, for Yom Tov, like, okay, I mean, if it's something that's going to go so long, I think you would very much make that argument to say that, listen, you could have done this before Yom Tov, but this is every 3 months that you're doing this, like, Hachacham Eina Barosho, it's not, you know, it's not that you're just realizing now. Number two, I think if this is going to be sharp for the next 3 months, it means it's going to be usable for the next 3 months, even when it's much duller than it is. Maybe it'll allow you to do one quick swipe to make it absolutely usable, right? Although the truth is that that has a lot of toughness to that svara. But he's saying, you obviously don't need to sharpen it to the point that it's able to be used for 3 months, but since you are going to do that, that's going to be aser. Or he says, listen, you know, I don't know how the Ron would explain this, Mamala Kalatan or Paz, honestly.
We're not talking here about a night for shechita, right? Are we? Because that has a real...
It very likely may be.
But then it has to be.
It depends,
shown, doesn't it?
Correct. Correct. And this we mentioned two shiurim ago, and we mentioned exactly this point. If you'll remember, in discussing the Rajba and the other Achronim who said the order of the Mishnayos. Okay, who said the order? So I'll recap quickly. But they said the order of the Mishnayos is based on what's necessary to be done, and they explained literally that this knife is for shechita. And if that's the case, that's why we said it's very common for someone to be sharpening it. If that's the case, yeah, it's you know, on or off. It's either a kosher knife or a non-kosher knife. There's no in-between. But if you're talking about just simply cutting pieces of meat, let's say, off a korban once it's already slaughtered, then that's not a problem.
Okay, where do we get this concept that sharpening a knife lasts 3 months?
I mean, I'm just giving an example, but the point is it will last more than a day, and that's clearly, right, l'yamim rabim, right? I think everybody agrees that when you sharpen a knife, it's not dull the next day.
But when you say you could have done it the previous day before Yom Tov, I mean, it's not the same thing as making an error the previous day before Yom Tov or something like that, you know, which is a natural, you know, you should be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about he's got to remember that, you know, he has to check his knife.
He doesn't have to check his... If it's a shechita knife, yes. If it's not a shechita knife, we're talking about a regular knife.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, the beginning of the month and he sees, oh boy, it's getting dull, then you should know to sharpen, and Yom Tov's coming up. The Ron would say it's virtually impossible to have a case where it goes from very sharp to completely dull in one day. And I, you know what? I hear that.
Remember, this is a kanas. This is a kanas that because you could have done it Erev Yom Tov, you didn't do it. It's a different concept.
Yeah.
Here it's
well, it's also a malacha that you're doing, right?
Well,
you're making something into a kli mamish.
But that's not. I mean, it was basically done as a kanas.
Yeah.
You know, but here it's different, though. I mean, it's
right, it is a little bit different here. Yeah.
Yeah,
you are doing a malacha. You're turning something that's nothing into something, right? Something out of nothing. You've got, you know, what's completely useless, and you're turning it into a real kli. And perhaps, you know, he would say we don't need to be mechalik. I don't know.
Well, then I don't understand why there's this view that it's mutar then, if in fact, right?
Because it's ochel nefesh.
Okay. He doesn't view it. The Ron views it as completely after.
Yeah,
like we're saying.
But
he does view it after. But everybody else says it's just a consequence.
Yeah, right. But if it's for ochel nefesh, then it's always permitted, isn't it?
Well, but Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that even one step removed, machshire ochel nefesh.
You mean preparation?
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
And that there's a distinction there because there's a machlokas there.
Correct. And this is exactly what the machlokas is. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold?
Right.
Does Rabbi Yehuda hold what the Ron says?
Right.
That he will agree that it's prohibited
right.
to do such sharpening on Yom Tov directly?
Rush.
Or will we follow the Rush's opinion,
yeah.
who says that no, it doesn't matter what you're doing, malachas d'oraisa or not. Just like you could do that for ochel nefesh, you could do it for machshire ochel nefesh, according to Rabbi
right.
Yehuda.
And the Mishnah is halacha bein morin kein. In other words, even though Mishnah is like Rabbi
the
Yehuda.
The Mishnah is halacha bein morin kein? No, the Mishnah says it's aser.
So
later,
right. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that it's
mutar. Correct. And
right.
the Mishnah
bein
says
morin.
It's aser.
But
No. We say Ein Morin like Rabbi Yehuda.
It's really the Rif that's saying that, right?
Well, that depends on how you read the Rif. According
yeah.
to the Ron, you read the Rif as saying Halacha Psuka.
Yeah.
According to the Rosh,
right.
you read the Rif as the Ein Morin came.
Right.
Right. That's why it's so fascinating. You're seeing Rishonim, dueling Rishonim,
yeah.
in does the Rif Paskin Lechatchila, or is he just
yeah.
Morin?
Yeah.
Right? It's very fascinating.
Yeah.
And here I was going to say we were going to get to the Meir, we were going to get to the Rambam.
Is Rashi also saying that
that Rabbi Yehuda would be usher by that, would hold his usher.
So that's why I said it's going to come out based on the way we learned Rashi. Rashi might even hold that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also usher. Even Lavish Shamnun is ostensibly. So long as you're putting something in a sharpener, he might say that's Ovdin Dechol. Unreal, right? That's why I noted it's a tremendous nafkamina from Rashi. It's quite shocking to say that in Rashi.
Why does it matter that it looks like it's Ovdin Dechol? It's
so this is getting back, this is exactly where we were. Again, this was two shiurim ago. The question is, will we still have an Uvdin Dechol, right there? And as I mentioned to you at the time when you asked this question then, if I remember correctly, but we'll have to go back and listen, there are cases of Uvdin Dechol where they have no shaychus to a malacha. Just because this is a malacha muteres, so is weighing. Is picking up meat anything wrong? Nothing wrong with picking up meat. Putting in a scale, though, nothing wrong with putting in a scale from a malacha perspective. So Tzvi Yehuda says, nothing right, wrong with sharpening a knife from a malacha perspective, but Uvdin Dechol can still say this is something you do on a weekday.
Okay, but when he says Uvdin Dechol, it's on the Mishnah that we're not holding halacha-like. And so he could be saying the exact opposite.
No, but yeah. You see, according to Rashi, you have to read it that the Deloker of Yehuda is not going on the Mishnah. Right? That was the whole point of the Pnei Yehoshua. Pnei Yehoshua right. Comes and tells you, no, he has to be going in the last lashon of the Gemara in order to justify that, because otherwise, how could we know that Rabbi Yehuda didn't agree to Ovdin Dechol?
He says something interesting in Pnei Yehoshua that I want to ask you. Is that true that when Rashi interprets a Mishnah, he's just looking at the Mishnah unless he tells you, look at the Gemara also?
So I don't think that's necessary to say here. It's a fair point. It makes it sound, I'm not sure that he's saying that. I'll tell you what I think he's saying, but I do get why you would read it that way. There's certainly, he does say Mishnah Kipashta or something like that, right?
That's what he says.
Right. What I think he's saying is that in this particular case, we have these four Lashonos in the Gemara, so therefore Rashi's not at conflict with the Gemara. Rashi is Lemaisa not conflicting with the Gemara, but if we had a regular Sugya, where the Gemara interpreted the Mishnah clearly one way without machlokas, then maybe he would say Rashi wouldn't say that. But I do see why you're reading it, and it could be that maybe he understood Rashi that way in saying Rashi is just explaining you the Mishnah, and he's being mefarish the Mishnah, and the Gemara disagrees. There are cases where I've heard people say that in Rashi. So that's a definitely a fair read.
Right.
I don't think it's necessary here to say that, but I do think it's a fair read. So now we've got our three shitas, right? We've got Rashi, we've got the Ran, we've got the Rush. People generally will fall into those categories. I thought I would read through the Meiri, because the Meiri really had sort of a different approach to all this. The Meiri says, evaluate Rabbi Yehuda for what he's worth, and paskin based on what Rabbi Yehuda's worth, and don't come to me trying to give me proofs from the Gemara. And here's, let's just try to read through it quickly. I know we're not going to get to the end. We should finish in about 5-10 minutes. But, yeah. Okay, I mean, the Rambam basically just tries to make a point that it doesn't matter about what type of thing it's, you know, it's it depends on whether or not it's in a sharpener or not. That's the Rambam's chiluk. But anyways, you can take a look at that afterwards. Let's quickly read through the Meiri. Amar Meiri haMishnah haShviyas, the seventh Mishnah, veHakavana levar ba'izim malacha shebe machshir ochal nefesh muteres biyom tov. The Mishnah is coming to tell us which malacha machshir ochal nefesh is permitted on Yatif Amar, and it says shesaket shenifka ein mashkizin oso. You can't, if you have a saken which again got some little thing wrong in it. If it has a pigam in it, okay, almost sounds like shechita here. You can't sharpen it. Sharei yukim mitaken kli because that's mitaken kli. Aval masiel gavei chaver toshin to nikra tikun gamur ella kila achar yad. Okay, one of the other ways you read it again, it's kila achar yad when you're sharpening it, and that's why it's mutter. Bekach viloni spar b'mishnah zu be'ezem mashchezes nestra. And he says the Mishnah is lacking details. What type of sharpener? Ella shme'achar shlo heitir ella hasa al chaverta. Says the Meiri, from the fact that it only is matir, one knife against another, nirash shebechol mashchezes nesra would be aser in any type of sharpener. Ela shebegemara, he says, that's what you would have thought. El shebegemara nechleku, sheldea achas lo nesra alav mashchezes sheleven. Aval b'shaleitz mutter l'chadadov, sheleven l'havir sham nisa mutter. Uldash sheni b'shaleitz mutter l'havir sham nisa. Aval l'chadada aser af. And he basically just goes through the four Lashonos. Again, for the sake of time, we've seen these four Lashonos enough, but he basically says, you might have thought the simple reading in the Mishnah was to say, sharpeners are usser, knife on knife is mutter. And then you have this whole big bilbo in the Gemara. V'hadvar mibulbalim leida al man nismoch. He says, and it would be completely confusing. How would we actually paskin? Like, if you were just to see those four cheetahs, you'd be completely out of your mind. Umikomak, unfortunately, he says, matzino v'gemara shemisna seinu shalola das Rabbi Yehuda nemra. Thank God, our Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. Shehu matir v'machshir. And he's matir v'machshir v'achal nefesh completely. V'imkein kol l'shonos elu. All of these things that we said, is it this way or this way or this way or this way or this way? Ein lanu bidikdukam klum. They're completely meaningless to us. There's no point. They don't give us any halachic indications. Again, what a far cry, I was going to say, from some of the other Rishonim who are using this to indicate what is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, right? It's just unbelievable. Anyways, Shari halacha Rabbi Yehuda, ala she'en morin kein. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, rather we simply don't follow him. In terms, we don't tell other people that the halacha follows him. Sorry. V'ashe chachamim gedolim asu b'ma'asa le'afira al sfas harei chayim b'kabanas chidud. And even though these great rabbis did it, ela shelo lahotzi hora asam mitachas yadam, but in order they shouldn't say that it's mutter, hayu omrim shelahavar Hashem nunis hayu osim. Okay, that they would say they were doing it to clean it off and not to sharpen it. Alma, we see, af bishel even ulechadeid mutter. Even to put it on stone, okay, and he's not talking about a mashchezes. He doesn't go with your chiluk, but he says, even.
He does go with my chiluk. In other words, he says, as long as it's not the specific sharpener, anything's permissible.
Correct. No, he does go with your chiluk. Sorry, yes. Right? Afish alavin uchad and butter, aval mashchezes shala lo ra'inu bama'ase. Okay? Ela sharev ches da posik rev Yehuda befumbi. The only place where we see that a mashchezes may be permitted is that Rav Chista paskins like Rabbi Yehuda outright. Okay? And he continues.
But according to the two stories after with the Rechaim,
mm-hmm.
It sounds like even Rabbi Yehuda would hold that an actual Meshchezet, a specific for that specific knife, is Asur, and any Evan is still permissible.
You could make that argument. That's where the runner
is. Or you could argue that Rechaim is basically a couple of stones, and let's say you sharpen a knife.
Right. You can argue both ways. That's what the Rosh would say. That's what the Ran would say. Elu velu divrei Elokim Chaim at our table here. Let's just finish up. Aval al ha'evin v'al ha'etz, and now he gets back to the second part of the machlokas. Right? He ties this back in also, just like the Korban Asanal did. Aval al ha'evin v'al ha'etz v'al chaverta im hiter Rabbi Yehuda shalach kamoso af kenifkama v'erev o dafka benifkama v'yontov lo nisbara v'gemara. He says, now the question arises, let's say you've got nifkam on Erev Yom Tov. Can you do it now on Yom Tov if you need it? Or does it have to specifically have gotten ruined on Yom Tov? V'har b'mifarshim kasvua dafka b'nifkamo amda b'yom tov. That's only if it happened on Yom Tov. Hami ba'erev hakol aser afler Rav Yehuda. Ah, chikshamru b'gmar masis in delok Rav Yehuda. Hikshu ba'lukmak Rav Yehuda. Right? They asked, why don't we learn our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda and say, because it was ruined from yesterday. And this can be another element to the machlokes between the Ran and the Rosh. Okay? This is another way to sort of say, when did this happen? How did this happen? And now he quotes the Yerushalmi, actually, Ubamar of Tirtuba, She'ilu kein lo hitir b'hasa chaverta. Because if it was really talking about Erev Yontif, that it got Nifkam, he wouldn't even allow you to put two against each other. He says, just to give you the final psak. Okay, so Miri's final psak here, he says, if it's nifka me erev yom tov, you can't even be masyal gabe chaverta if it gets ruined on erev yom tov. If it gets ruined on yom tov himself, you can even put it through the sharpener. Okay? The anushe pasaknik Rav Yehuda, and we pasaknik Rav Yehuda, elashein morin came. Kol shenifka v'aviyom tov asur ostrin b'mashchezes shala, she'al kol yodin shechidudu. Okay? Umatirin hasa al-chaverta, musin b'evenu v'eitu v'asa al-chaverta, she'davar nirak imechavin l'avar Hashem nunis, apal pijim itzchavnin l'chadeid. Okay? And he basically says, it all depends on what it's going to look like. The outsiders, putting it in a sharpener, for whatever reason, everybody knows you're sharpening it in a sharpener, and rubbing it against some sort of stone doesn't look like a sharpening, even if you are intending on sharpening. Uvamarav osir mes hakol the afal pi, right? What? Uvmi ba'erev. Sorry, I don't know why I said marav. Uvmi ba'erev osir mes hakol. But again, if it was beforehand, you asked for everything. Afal pi shemdicha itarnu b'shinui and odom emachshir. Right? Even though achshara is mutter. He says it would be different, the machshir between them, And again, just to summarize, we call Makom Shiva, it's Kabbalah Seinu. Last line we'll read here for today. Shema zeh shichlatnu lomar sislo k'Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo hem yidu b'mi ba'erev, k'Rabbi Yehuda nir mezvar shemachez shalah hu shiyesh l'chalak k'Rabbi Yehuda b'mi yom alim b'erev, abo b'eitz v'even shehu shinui mutter. Then he takes it back. He says, no, maybe Eitz v'Aven will be permitted. I'd like to go through with this maybe a little bit more next time. The main point to take out of today, though, is I don't know if we necessarily need to do this, right? And he gives you a psak at the bottom, which you can read through. The point is to say, we've got the major machlokas that we want to explain is between the Ran and the Rush and Rashi. Depending on, A, their gisos in the Gemara, was this something that was in a particular lashon of the Gemara that we said it's not like Rabbi Yehuda? Or was this going on the plain Mishnah? How then can we explain Rabbi Yehuda's shita elsewhere in order to fit it in, or to be matim it? And again, you know, that may tie into gersos, that may tie into when the hafgama took place, and how they're understanding, but there is a number of threads that we can use to explain this machlokas, but overall that's a machlokas, and finally it boils down to how the Rif paskins, is the Rif saying the Ein Morin Kain, or the halacha part? And again, hopefully we'll continue on sort of in that in the future, and I will release you.